You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Next Wednesday, when St. Lucie County schools are on spring break, the Port St. Lucie Police Department will offer a family forum, something it does annually. We're joined now by the department's Alice Kenyon, who is the juvenile specialist, to talk a little bit about what they have planned. Now, you say there might be some time travel involved.
We're collaborating with Kids at Hope, and Kids at Hope talks about, kids being able to time travel into their future. You know, where do they think they'd like to live in, 10, 20 years? What kind of family may they have? What kind of a job do they want to pursue?
Now, who do you want to come to this? Do you want it to be entire families, or is this just geared toward parents?
It is really the entire family. Small kids from 9 up to, 16 or even 17 if they haven't really, narrowed down their plan. Probably first and second grade kids are a little bit young. They might not be able to follow the discussion.
Who will they get to hear of? What are the topics they'll get to hear about?
We do have one of our officers who is a school resource officer, but at the same time, he is also active in the military. So he's going to talk about, what kind of, training is available in the military toward having a successful life. We have Eric Sabenek from the Father and Child Connection. How important is it for, fathers to be involved in kids' family? If they're not in the home, then they can be involved, in other ways. We have our Officer Wilson, who's going to talk about the Police Athletic League. Actually, it should be called the Police Activities League, because there's more than athletics that goes on there. And he's also in charge of the Police Explorers, who are young kids who want to check out law enforcement as a career.
I see. IRSC is included to help plan for college. And then the PACE Center for Girls as well.
What is gender-specific training like for girls, where the president of the class is a girl, the one who's always, raising her hand with their answer is a girl, so the girls are not cutting themselves off the way they generally do. In middle school, girls want to take a back seat and let all the boys, raise their hand to be class president and all that. So there is something to gender-specific education.
Let me ask you this. Why is this something that, as the police department sees it, comes under the purview of the police department?
That's a really good question. We do, care about young people. And when I first started here 9 years ago with the police department, we had what was called a juvenile unit. We had a couple of juvenile detectives, and we all were available to, parents who had questions or who had problems or concerns or whatever. And that's kind of where the idea of having a information forum came out. That, there are parents who have tremendous questions. And, for whatever reason, they come to the police department to ask about, what should my child be doing? Or is there a curfew here? Is there this? Do we have to do that? And so then we started putting, these forms together so that parents can come in and kind of have that question and answer. We will have a question and answer period at the end.
We'd like to thank Alice Kenyon for joining us. We'd like to thank Alice Kenyon for joining us to talk about the Family Forum. If you'd like to attend the forum next Wednesday from 1 till 3 p.m., or you have questions, you can give her a call. We'll have that number on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.